This song was inspired by my brother-in-law, Father Kevin Scallon, who said, St. Patrick is a saint for today, and his message is for the whole world. And we ask his intercession. We ask that that fire be lit and blazing in our own hearts. As I arise today, may God's strength lead me. May God's wisdom guide me and love enfold me. Light the flame in my heart once again. Light the flame in my heart once again. And the fire will burn in the darkness. Yes, the fire will burn in the darkness. As on that ancient hill, the embers burning still. Light the flame in my heart once again. Light the flame in my heart once again. And the fire will burn in the darkness. Yes, the fire will burn in the darkness. As on that ancient hill, the darkness will be filled with light. Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ within me, Christ to come forth. In my heart once again, light the flame in my heart once again, and the fire will burn in the darkness. Yes, the fire will burn in the darkness, as on that ancient hill. The embers burning still. Sing with me. Light the flame in my heart once again. Light the flame in my heart once again. And the fire will burn in the darkness. Yes, the fire will burn in the darkness, as on that ancient hill, the darkness will be filled with light. So light the fire and let it burn, and in the darkness see the light return. Light the flame in our hearts.
Welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. If you haven't already done so, please face the rear of the cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. When unable to find appropriate words, we wisely rely on the Holy Bible, as I just did. Because this morning at America's Parish Church, we're nearly without a voice over the beauty and majesty of this masterpiece, this mural, over the gracious company of wonderful people who have transformed this long hope into such dazzling reality. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Maestro Adam, our artist with your beloved wife, my brother bishops, Cardinal Sean O'Malley from Boston, Bishop Cisneros, Bishop Romero, Bishop Massa, Bishop Onichi, Bishop Colachico, Bishop Espaillat, Bishop Whalen, Father Salvo, Monsignor Ritchie, Father Richard Gibbons, the parish priest from Knock, the shrine at Knock, who will preach today. So many brother priests, seminarians, deacons, religious women. Donna, renowned for her ode to Our Lady of Knock. Trustees of our beloved St. Patrick's Cathedral, most generous benefactors, valuable advisors in Pariti who have guided and prompted us to make wise choices, even the Canadian Prime Minister and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Mark Carney, are here with us. St. Patrick's Cathedral rejoices this morning as art and beauty again charm these historic walls that lift millions to heaven, inspiring us to pray and to reflect. This city is glad, seeing her role in welcoming all so celebrated. As among her arrivals have been saints, leaders, pastors, police, fire, rescue, even politicians. A city with angels protecting it. Salt of the earth, folks, from all over God's creation who have made this city great. God is glorified as the very Lamb of God rests on the altar of that little parish in Knock, County Mayo, Ireland, as our Blessed Mother, the Golden Rose, the Queen of Ireland, her husband, St. Joseph, and the beloved disciple, St. John, silently adore. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we acknowledge your infinite glory and the abundance of your gifts. You chose the Blessed Virgin Mary as the mother and companion of your Son, the image and model of your Holy Church, the mother and advocate of us all. She's the new Eve, through whom you restored what the first Eve had lost. She's that poor and lowly servant who trusted solely in her Lord. In the fullness of time, she was delivered as the Son of Justice. In her flesh, she was his mother. In her person, his disciple. In her love, his servant. Father, may your children gathered here who gaze upon this image of Our Lady of Knock know her protection and trace in their hearts the pattern of her holiness. And may Almighty God bless and sanctify this image and the people who venerate it, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Please join in singing our entrance hymn, which can be found in the program, and also the Blue St. Michael's hymnal, hymn number 540, God We Praise Thee.
we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily, we call to mind our sins and ask for the mercy of Jesus from his cross. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Amen. Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie
Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commandments of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your commandments we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that you may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah and add to the sickle, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly for silver, and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth, I am not lying, teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish then that in every place the men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He'll either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning to you all. As you can hear from my accent, I'm just down the street here. Just from down the street. Great to see so many people here this morning, and I'm delighted and honored to be here this morning in St. Patrick's to be asked to deliver this homily. I'd like to thank Cardinal Dolan for his very, very kind invitation and for his wonderful New York hospitality during the week. Thank you very much indeed, Eminence, for that. I just hope that I'm not like the parish priest after the homily who asked his friend, "Well, how did you think the homily went?" To which he replied, "You did fine, Father, you did fine. Only you missed several opportunities to sit down." I don't see any chair here, by the way. Can I ask you to do one thing? Just look around you, please. Just look around you, up to the ceiling, all around, just for a moment. Just take it in. Take in the full extent, if you can, of St. Patrick's. It's easy for me. I'm high up here. I can do that. But it's magnificent. It's an incredible space. It's a magnificent piece of neo-Gothic masterpiece for the city of New York. It is America's parish church, 5 million visitors per year, one of the gems of architectural ingenuity. And it's on its commencement in 1858, it was called Hughes's Folly, Hughes's Mistake, Hughes's Foolishness. Archbishop John Hughes decided to build a bigger cathedral for the incoming Catholics in this city. And he did so outside the existing city of New York at the time, on what was considered wasteland, which is where we are today. But Hughes's persistence and belief that this cathedral would one day be at the heart of the city of New York, and here we are. Imagine that. An incredible foresight, incredible vision. To borrow the epitaph from Sir Christopher Wren, the architect and builder of St. Paul's Cathedral in London, on the floor of St. Paul's is his epitaph written by his son in Latin. Si monumentum requiris circumspice, circumspice. If you seek his monument, look around you. Look around you indeed. Not just Archbishop Hughes's monument, but the successive generations of archbishops, of rectors, of co-workers in maintaining and refurbishing this magnificent peace, place of prayer, of worship, of healing, and of forgiveness. We have added to this Adam Vianovich's beautiful mural transforming the entrance of the cathedral, depicting the apparition at Knock, which is why I'm here today, the heroic commitment of New York's first responders, historical figures of the life of the church in New York, as well as celebrating the faith of generations of immigrants to this cosmopolitan city. Adam, I commend you and congratulate you on your fantastic work. The depiction of the apparition itself makes me extremely proud. Congratulations. I would also like to pay tribute to His Eminence Cardinal Dolan as well on his vision in seeing this great work come to pass. A fitting tribute, Your Eminence, as Cardinal Archbishop of New York. Thank you so much indeed. The year 1879 saw two remarkable historic events take place on both sides of the Atlantic. On the 25th of May, 1879, the doors of this great cathedral swept open for its formal dedication, described at the time in one New York paper as, and I quote, the noblest temple ever raised in any land to the memory of St. Patrick. It must have been an Irishman that wrote that. The noblest temple ever raised in any land to the memory of St. Patrick. They certainly could turn a phrase. What a change from its description as a folly in 1858. 3 months later, on the 21st of August, 1879, on a rainy Thursday evening in the west of Ireland, surprise to surprise, I hear you say, in a small, insignificant church in the west of Ireland, a visitation took place, an astonishing sight, an apparition. It took place at the gable wall of the parish church, depicting Our Lady, St. Joseph, St. John the Evangelist, an altar, a lamb, and an empty cross in the background. The scene was witnessed by practically the entire village at the time, but 15 official witnesses came forward of various different ages, from 5 to 74. They gave their testimony at a commission of inquiry shortly afterwards, and their testimonies were found to be, and I quote, trustworthy and satisfactory. This is the depiction which you see down here at the main door today, on Adam's mural. No message was given, nothing was said, unlike Lourdes and Fatima. The scene spoke eloquently in and of itself. The shrine today is visited by over 1 million people, elevated to international status by Pope Francis in 2021. It is, like St. Patrick's here, a spiritual oasis from which pilgrims and visitors can draw waters of peace, hope, forgiveness, and simply, simply to be at peace, to rest, to be at peace in the presence of God from the busyness of life. Like St. Patrick's, it is depicted in the mural. We welcome everyone, the faithful, the faithless, the broken, the weary, the good, the not so good, the saint and the sinner, all elements within every single one of us. One of the witnesses of the apparition of 1879, actually, John Curry, is interred in Old St. Patrick's, just down the island here. He was only 5 years old at the time, and all he could say at that time, "I saw beautiful things." That's all he could say. "I saw beautiful things." He immigrated here to New York, but sometimes the American dream doesn't always work out. He died penniless in 1943 and was buried on Long Island by the Little Sisters of the Poor, who took him in. In 2017, Knox Shrine, together with Cardinal Dolan, worked and arranged for his reinterral in Old St. Patrick's on Mulberry Street. Little did this poor man, this penniless poor man, know that he could be honored in such a way. The connection between the city and the shrine is incredibly strong. But what does all this mean? I was suggested means one word: hope. Hope in what? Hope in our futures. Hope in our faith. Hope in the many possibilities that are presented to us. As one writer put it, "Hope is the bird that sings while the dawn is still dark." Hope is the bird that sings while the dawn is still dark. The past number of years, as we all know, in this wacky world, has darkened the dawn, so to speak. It's challenged our faith with the time of turmoil and pain, maybe disillusionment and maybe a bit of despair. But we face this together as a people of faith. We face those challenges as people of faith. The church is all of us. It's not the preserve of the clergy. It's all of us. Our baptism requires our participation in its life with all our faults and failings. We're not going to solve everything, but we are on a step in that journey together for our parishes, our cathedrals, our shrines, the world itself. One church historian expressed it well. He said, "The church is not a finished, solidly built and furnished house in which all that changes is the successive generations who live in it. The church is a living reality which has had a history and still has one." We can face those realities and those challenges in hope. Why? Because our Christian hope is not just about being optimistic, on looking at the bright side of life. Its basis is the reality of eternity, the assurance of another realm, of a dimension, built on our belief in Christ's resurrection and his love for us. Hope in this sense is an act of faith. It makes us certain of God's love for us. It enables us to do something, to roll up our sleeves and to do something. On a concrete level, our hope gives us the ability to increase our concern to improve things, always growing, forging ahead, even with mistakes. And what about if you make a mistake? What about? Pick ourselves up. Check it out. Do something. Take another view. Take another angle. Forge ahead and keep Christ at the center. Finally, in 2029, a few short years ahead, both St. Patrick's and Knock Shrine will celebrate the 150th anniversaries. First of the opening of St. Patrick's here in May, and the apparition in Knock on the 21st of August, 150 years. We face the future together, whatever side of the Atlantic we live on, but we trust in God's love for us. Circumspice, my friends. Circumspice. Look around you. Look around you. We are the Lord's instruments in building up his kingdom. Amen.
Father Gibbons, thank you. Thank you for coming all the way from the parish at Knock to be with us at America's Parish Church. You moved us very much. I believe in one God. Of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Leo XIV, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among and within nations, and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For artists, that their work may give glory to God and manifest the dignity of the human person, made in the image and likeness of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of migrants and refugees, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Claire Falk and all the sick, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We call upon the help of Our Lady, under her title, Our Lady of Knock, of St. Joseph, her spouse, and St. John the Evangelist, St. Matthew on his feast day, St. Patrick, our patron, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
And may the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for all of the holy church.
Receive with favor, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your holy people, that what they profess with devotion and faith may be theirs through these mysteries. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the very foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed us in your own image, setting humanity over the whole world and all its wonder, to rule in your holy name over all you've made, and forever praise you in your mighty works, always through Christ our Lord. So with the angels and saints of heaven, we now praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. As we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Leo, our Pope, Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Deus dicere.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra.
Lord, we pray from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace. Way to go. Sean, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing our communion hymn, which can be found in the program. It is also available in the Blue St. Michael's Hymnal, hymn number 426. Alleluia, sing to Jesus. The choir will sing the third verse alone.
Thank you.
There were people of all ages gathered around the gable wall. Poor and humble men and women, little children that you call. We are gathered here before you, and our hearts are just the same, filled with joy at such a vision, as we praise your name. Golden Rose, Queen of Ireland, all my care and troubles see. As I kneel with love before you, Lady of Love, my Queen of Peace. Oh, your message was unspoken, but the truth in silence lies. So I gaze upon your vision, and the truth I try to find. Here I stand with John the teacher, and with Joseph at your side. And I see the Lamb of God on the altar glorified. Golden Rose, sing with me, Queen of Ireland. As I kneel with love before you, Lady of Love, my Queen of Peace, and the Lamb will conquer, and the woman clothed in the sun will shine her light on everyone. Yes, the Lamb will conquer, and the woman clothed in the sun will shine her light. Golden Rose, Queen of Ireland, all our cares and troubles cease, as we kneel with love before you. Our Queen of Peace, Golden Rose,
all my cares and troubles cease.
as we kneel, with light before you, Lady of Love, our Queen of Peace. Lady of Love, our Queen of
Let us pray. Graciously raise up, O Lord, those you've renewed with this most blessed sacrament, that we may come to possess your redemption, both in mystery and in the manner of our lives, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Donna, thank you. Thank you. She wrote that, you know, and now it's a most acclaimed hymn in honor of Our Lady of Knock. I got it in my will that it's going to be sung at my funeral, Donna. Hope you can do it, all right? Take your time, okay? And Father Gibbons, thank you. Great words from the parish priest, the pastor of Knock. Way to go. From the parish of Knock to America's parish church. And thanks to all of you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Through the intercession of the Golden Rose, Queen of Ireland, Our Lady of Peace, the intercession of St. Joseph, her spouse, St. John, the beloved disciple, St. Patrick, our patron, St. Matthew on his feast day, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing our recessional hymn, which is also in today's program and in the hymnal number 601. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.